بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا تجعلوا بيوتكم مقابر، إن الشيطان ينفر من البيت الذي تقرأ فيه سورة البقرة. رواه مسلم. This hadith, we began the discussion yesterday. As I mentioned, there are two parts to it. The first is a prohibition wherein Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that do not turn your houses into graveyards. Ulama ikram mentioned that this is an exhortation to us to try and populate our homes, make them nurani, illuminate them with nawafil salah. In other words, don't make all your salah in the masjid, far salah, etc. in the masjid. Apportion your nawafil, zikr of Allah Ta'ala, tilawat of Quran, etc. A good portion of it should take place in our homes. Graveyards, salah obviously, besides salatul janazah, does not take place there. Generally, in the graveyard, frequent recitation of Quran, zikr, tilawat, etc. All that is not taking place. So don't turn your homes into graveyards. The second part of the hadith, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْفِرُ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي تُقْرَأُ فِيهِ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ. The special effect of Surah Baqarah, that the surah is a very, very powerful and effective remedy for saving one's home from the evil of the shayateen. This is why I find many times we hear this also when you move into a new house or start renting in a new flat. Then we read Surah Baqarah in its entirety loudly in that home. And we should get into the habit of in our homes reading Surah Baqarah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we find in this hadith, he says shaitan runs from that home. Shaitan runs from that home in which Surah Baqarah is recited. Surah Baqarah, we find other ahadith with regards to the virtue of the surah. We mentioned, touched on this previously also. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ta'allamu surat al-baqarah. Learn Surah Baqarah. Learn Surah Baqarah. Ta'allamu surat al-baqarah. فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةٌ وَتَرْكَهَا حَسَرَةٌ وَلَا تَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةٌ. Beautiful virtue of Surah Baqarah we find in this hadith. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, learn Surah Baqarah because to hold on to the surah is barakah. Allah has kept great blessing in the surah. Abandon it, you will regret it. It is hasrat. And وَلَا تَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةٌ. Those who are proficient in sihr, black magic, trying to harm you, they cannot withstand jinnat, sahirin, etc., cannot withstand the force of Surah Baqarah. Hadith continues, learn Surah Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran, as indeed they are the two radiant ones. We find the words in hadith, Zahrawan, the two radiant ones. They will shade their companion on the day of resurrection as if they were two clouds or two canopies or two flocks of birds in ranks. These surahs, this is the nurani shape and form they will take on the day of judgment, and they will become a source of coolness, radiance, benefit, tranquility to their adherents. Scholars mention about Surah Baqarah, they say it is a very, very unique surah because it contains many names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and many commands. In fact, some mufassirin, commentators of the Quran mention, they say this surah comprises 1,000 commands of Allah, 1,000 prohibitions, and 1,000 unique realities. In other words, an entire ocean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in Surah Baqarah. As mentioned, Allama Ibn Kathir in his Bilaya wa Nihaya, he mentions one great scholar of Islam in the 5th century of Islam in Baghdad. He started tafsir of the Quran. 26 years passed. 26 years passed and he passed away and he had not completed the tafsir of Surah Baqarah. So we find that this is such a limitless ocean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. But in any case, coming back to the hadith, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْفِرُ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي تُقْرَأُ فِيهِ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that shaitan runs from that home in which Surah Baqarah is regularly recited. The next hadith, we find that there were four sahaba who were singled out. Four sahaba who were singled out about having a very, very unique and strong hold or proficiency in recitation of Quran. In fact, Rasulullah said, take your Quran. He told Sahaba, take your Quran and learn your Quran from these four Sahaba. We mentioned this previously. Amongst them, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And as the narrator of this hadith, Ubay bin Ka'b, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Abul Mundhir. Abul Mundhir was the kuniyat, acronym of Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It's important to try and focus on the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach sahaba. Lot of teaching methodology we can learn or we can glean from the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would portray things, teach, implement things in the lives of sahaba ikram. Obviously, a lot of these things, you can truly appreciate them by having some sort of link or munasabah to the Arabic language, because they in the nuance of the expression, Ya Abul Mundhir, O Abul Mundhir, O Ubay bin Ka'b. Abul Mundhir, by referring to the kunyat rather than the name, already is a means of softening the heart of the person, bringing the person closer, showing shafaqa, love, muhabbat. Ya Abul Mundhir, atadri ayyu ayatin min kitabillahi ma'aka a'zam. Do you not know, or do you know which verse in the Quran Ma'aka, which is with you. Now already, in this Ma'aka, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is acknowledging the knowledge of the Quran which Ubay bin Ka'b has. That he's not an ordinary Sahabi, he was singled out among Sahaba to read the Quran beautifully and had great understanding and perception of the Quran. So, a confirmation of that, Ma'aka, the Qur'an which is with you, from the Qur'an which is with you, in other words, that which you have learnt, which verse, min kitabillah, from the Qur'an, a'azam, is the most majestic. Which is the verse of the Qur'an, which is the most majestic. This riwayat, the full response is not mentioned. In another riwayat, it's mentioned. That now a question was put by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahabi. Ulama-i-Kiram mentioned that this type of questioning generally from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam imma ayyakuna lilhath lilistima'. Sometimes the objective would be Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask a question not expecting a response. He would ask a question so that the audience becomes attentive to learn what answer he is going to give. So that's one possibility. Sometimes a question would be asked, أَوِلْ كَشْفْ عَنْ مِقْدَارِ فَهْمِهِ وَمَبْلَغِ عِلْمِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to see how much the student understood. Or he knew out of his love for that particular sahabi, he knew the sahabi already knows the answer. But he wanted a confirmation of this, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give that particular sahabi dua. So coming back to this point, question is asked. Question was not always asked so that the person gives the answer. Sometimes the question was asked because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted the audience to pay attention something important about I'm about to tell you. So sometimes you'll ask a question to bring the attention of that person, and then you will tell them what the answer is to what you are asking. Sometimes the question was asked to establish how much this person has already understood and to confirm it. So there was two possibilities. That is why Sahaba, from their point of view, they were the height of what we call adab, etiquette, respect. So Ubay bin Ka'ab is asked a question. What is his response? Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Why? Because he doesn't know why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking this question. Could perhaps be asking this question because he wants me to pay attention to what the actual answer is. Or he could be actually asking me because he wants to see what I understand of what I have learned from the Quran. So he gives preference to the former. Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Because in this is greater adab. In this is greater etiquette. And as we mentioned many, many times, our knowledge of deen, a large portion of it is adab. If we have adab, respect for the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we maintain that level of respect, then not only will we get the knowledge, or call it information, we will get the nur and the spiritual nuraniyat and illumination of that knowledge. So, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. So what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this instance, he wanted to hear the answer from Ubay bin Ka'ab. He was not asking this question so that he may inform the audience. So he repeated the question. That Ubay, which verse of the Quran, from what you have learned of the Quran, is the most majestic? A'adham. Ayyu ayatin fi kitabillahi a'adham. Then Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded to the question of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, ulama-i-kiram, here also there are two scenarios, two possibilities. One is, out of respect, he said, Allahu wa Rasulu a'lam the first time. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insisted by repeating the question, now al-amru fawqa al-adab. When you are ordered, now you put adab one side and you give in to your senior what he is asking you. Or they say that another possibility is that Ubay bin Ka'ab didn't know the answer to the question. Ayyu ayatin fi kitabillahi ma'aka adam, which is the most august, which is the greatest, which is adamu ayatin fi kitabillah. He didn't know the answer. But in this response, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam, what did he do? أَخَالَ عِلْمَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ. He handed over his knowledge to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know nothing. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know. So, out of the acceptance of this, فَشَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ فَقَذَفَ النُّورُ وَعَالَمَهُ. Allah Ta'ala, because of the barakah and blessings of this adab and etiquette, Allah opened his heart. And Allah Ta'ala put the nur of the response, and Allah taught him from the unseen what is the correct answer to this. So, it could be either one of the two scenarios. Both of them are beautiful scenarios which the muhaddiseen or the commentators of hadith have presented. So in any case, we've run out of time. To repeat the question, Ya Abul Mundir, O Abul Mundir, O Ubay bin Ka'ab, do you know which verse in the Qur'an, from the knowledge of the Qur'an that you have acquired, A'adham is the most majestic verse in the Quran. Inshallah, we'll continue.